producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, there's been a lot of hoopla about the Connecticut, I believe it was the school district, okay? There's a school district in Connecticut who was, from what I understand, it's been reversed, okay? So everybody calm down, but was going to ban Halloween. Connecticut School District, including Milford Public School, announced a ban on Halloween parades across the city's elementary school. They thought that it would exclude children who did not want to participate in the celebration for religious or cultural beliefs. Milford Public School announced a ban on Halloween parades across the schools and also forbids students and faculty from wearing costumes during the day. This is according to Connecticut Post. Of course, we saw a lot of moms concerned, parents saying the cancellation was crazy and it's not fair to those who look forward to participating in the annual parade. Some of you are probably like, why do parents care? You know, Halloween, it's a pain in the butt. I tell you what, I let my kids do the whole parade thing because Halloween costumes, they really did, my kids did not do what my mom did for us. My kids would not put up with homemade costumes. So they wanted ones that were bought. And these costumes are expensive. So as a parent, you want to get as much out of that costume that they're obviously going to grow out of the next year as you can. So when you know you're going to get a twofer, not only trick-or-treating, but also they get to wear it at school for the Halloween parade, you feel like that the money you spent wasn't that much of a waste. Throw in an extra Halloween party, you got that kid wearing that sucker three times. That's more than he wears his average T-shirt. So it ends up being a good buy. So for me, I would want my kid wearing the outfit in the parade. Lord have mercy. The mother received a letter from the school's principal last week saying the decision arose out of numerous incidents of children being excluded from activities due to religion, cultural beliefs, etc. The letter also said classroom activities must be, quote, fall themed, not Halloween, and food is not an option. 2,000 people signed a change.org petition calling for the district to bring back the parade. She said, I was shocked to find out our annual Halloween parade had been discontinued throughout our district. This is not right. Okay, so while everybody's kind of freaking out about that, from what we found out, the Connecticut School District did reverse the decision to cancel it. All right, they say, let me see, they are going to reinstate the parades. They say the principals and I are about educating our children. This is a letter from Superintendent Elizabeth Fesser sent to parents. With this in mind, knowing that the issue of Halloween is detracting from what we are truly about and our time with our children around teaching and learning is most important, we have decided to reverse our decision. They could do, I don't know if they're going to get food. See, the Halloween party was the best food. These were the best food. I don't know, man. I'm hoping we should do something. You know, as a doctor, we never wore costumes because, you know, when you would do ER or whatever, you were taking care of patients in the hospital. You would have to sometimes tell people, you know, that they have something fatal or tell the wife that their husband died. Well, you know, me and my, you know, French maid costume or my hairstylist wants to be Reno 911. She wants to be the blonde, police officer, you know, very bosomy police officer. And then my other hairdresser would be, hairstylist would be the guy in shorts, Dangle. right? Sergeant Dingle. Anyway, where was I going with that, with the costumes? I forget. Anyway, all right, I can't see patients and be professional. I mean, remember, the medical office, yeah, we try to make it fun, and I joke around with my patients, but not all visits are happy visits. Okay, I have people who were raped. I have people who just lost a family member. They don't want to sit there and see Reno 911 or a clown costume, etc. So, unfortunately, yeah, we decorate around. And also, you know, you can't start handing candy out because then somebody has a fit that, you know, somebody's diabetic and we just put them into a, you know, a hyperglycemic state. So, unfortunately, you know, you can't please everybody. And I don't know what the answer is. You know, I mean, when I grew up, remember, being a Jewish kid, and usually being the only Jewish kid in the particular class, even though there were other Jewish kids in school, you just kind of went through the motion of being left out. You know, yeah, it was cool when there was a Hanukkah song, you know, during the Christmas choir, but it never was a fun Hanukkah song. You know, it was just kind of like, you know what, guys, that's okay. I'd really rather sing the songs about, you know, Santa Claus and Frosty the Snowman. It's more fun, but you guys are doing more damage, okay, picking a dirgy kind of, you know, boring song and not one of the fun Hanukkah songs, and nobody's pronouncing it right, and, you know, you're making it look a lot more painful. Let's just do the Christmas choir, the Christmas songs. I'm fine with it, and we'll move on. But, you know, things are different now. You know, you don't want a child left out. You don't want a child, while all the Halloween festivities are going on, he can't participate, you know, and he can't wear a costume because of certain religious beliefs. And I'm sure there's, you know, certain religions out there where Halloween is not considered an appropriate holiday. But, you know, it's interesting, you know, when do personal beliefs, you know, get catered to, okay? How do you please everybody? You can't, okay? I mean, we're seeing that with multiple issues. We're seeing that with the transgender bathrooms, okay? You can't have a bathroom for transgender. You have to allow transgender kids to use the bathroom of their choice. But then you have parents of little girls going, I really don't want an eighth grade boy being in their bathroom. You know, so there's no way to please everybody. And everyone's like, well, you know, when you go back into the olden days, but the problem with the olden days, a lot of us felt left out. You know, we just did. And, for my family, luckily we weren't overly religious. It was, look, celebrate, have fun. We're going to do our own celebration at home. And that's how we handled it. But, Halloween is just such a big part of the American culture. I don't know how you ban that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so in between shows and hours, I got an email on why doctors aren't seeing Medicare or being forced to see Medicare. Why doesn't the government force it if you're going to have a license? Wasn't there one state that threatened to do that? You won't be licensed in the state unless the doctor took Medicare patients. Interesting question, and it was brought up because we were earlier today talking about where the presidential candidates, Democratic and Republican, stand on Obamacare and health care. And, you know, a big concern is a lot of doctors are not taking patients that have Medicare or Medicaid. And a lot of doctors are rejecting taking government insurance. Why would they? All right, well, there's a few reasons for that, okay? You know, it's you know, when a private insurance doesn't pay a claim, it's very easy. I don't want to say it's very easy. It's a lot easier to call the private company, get somebody on the phone, and get a reason, an answer as to why the claim isn't paid. You could get a fax number sometimes. Okay, some of these companies don't like to give a fax number. You get a fax number out. The biller could then communicate a little bit better with the company. They get a person and say, look, I want this claim paid. I don't know what more you need on it. Oh, we never got the claim. Can I fax it to you, to your attention? Claim gets paid. So you have a lot more control when you don't get paid over a private insurance company. Okay? When it comes to Medicare and Medicaid, any claims we didn't get paid on, we just didn't get paid on. And there was no way to, really no recourse. Okay? Yeah, you could be on hold for about 4 or 5 hours, try to find somebody. But so many of the claims were denied so many times that it, you know, starts becoming not very cost effective. So, you know, one reason a lot, because, you know, Medicare pays well. All right? You know, the doctors that take Medicare, it pays very, very well to the point when then they don't get paid on every claim. It doesn't seem to hurt them as much as it would for somebody who takes a whole variety of plans. You know, for a lot of people, Medicare is one of their biggest patient bases. But for a lot of other doctors, it's not. And so when you look at the time being spent, a lot of doctors are like, I can't do it. Then you also have a lot of doctors, when it comes to Medicare, not very comfortable with geriatrics. Okay? And you don't have a lot of doctors admit that, but I strongly urge students and doctors and young doctors, when I train them, you need to be very open and honest with your patient on what you can and can't treat. When I first got out of medical school, I'm like, I'm going to treat everybody. I'll manage your seizures, I'll manage, you know, because, I mean, I was an ER doc, and you're used to not turning down a patient. You just take care of everybody, and if you don't know how to take care of anybody, you call the doctor on the phone, you call the consultant to get involved, okay? Well, that could only last so long. All right, and I would kept calling the neurologist going, look, I got this, but he's like, you know what, just send him to the ER, and then I'll take care of him. All right, but you got to send them to an ER. You got to send them to an ER, okay? They're not, you know. And I was, you know, even though, like I said, I've managed seizures in the hospital setting, et cetera, private practice is much different from the ER. All right, from the ER, you know, you could have a patient there for 2-3 hours having care. You could hover over them. You could watch over them. You could have nurses. You could transfer the care of that patient to then the ER, the next ER doc if you're going off shift. All right, when it comes to private practice, you know, you can't just have people sitting there for 2-3 hours. You can't run it like an ER. And then because of my background, I started to run it. I had IV. I had patients sitting there on IV, et cetera. And it was a little bit overwhelming when you really got busy. And then my training as a family doc, I really, really did well with delivering babies. I did well with procedures. I was great with kids. And I started to attract a lot of patients who were kids, gynecology, cholesterol, diabetes, etc. And I really didn't get a lot of practice with geriatric medicine, with dementia, with congestive heart failure, etc. So in the beginning, for my practice, as well as a lot of people's practices, what they do is they recruit the specialist. Okay, I'll have the neurologist involved with the dementia. I'll have the cardiologist involved with the heart failure, which is what most doctors do these days. But patients don't like it. Okay? All right? In 2002, all right, my 80-year-old patient who was used to the Marcus Welby type or the 1944 or 1950 doctors where they're going to handle everything, that wasn't what I could give them. And there started to be a huge trend of geriatricians. And these geriatricians were people that were going to be exceptionally good just with geriatric medicine. And family medicine docs could take a residency in geriatric medicine. I mean, I was thinking about it because I'm like, gosh, I could really use a lot more, training on that because you only got X amount of training. And I couldn't. Had two kids. still had all and a whole lot of gynecology. Now, people not being able to get in with their gynecologist, right? Because back in 2002, that's when the whole malpractice crisis happened. So you had a lot of OBs closing up shop or leaving Nevada because their malpractice insurance was going into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. I started to, my whole day turned out to be gynecology. And it was, was not managing heart failure like I wanted to, was not managing all of these. So I started to use geriatricians. And then you start using geriatricians, and after a while, you don't put in Swan-Ganz catheters, you don't go to the hospital anymore, you don't. And so nowadays, a patient with Medicare goes into a doctor, and, you know, also based on liability, et cetera, they're still seeing five or six other different doctors. And a lot of patients don't like it. And so I've been recommending to a lot of people that are geriatric or, 75, 80, et cetera, find an internist who you love, who will go to the hospital and see you, who will make visits to your house, home visits. And there are still doctors out there. And if you could find them, jump on them, because that is what a lot of our patients were used to having, and they just don't seem to get any more. I can't stand the fact that I don't see my patients in the hospital. I can't stand it. But not all the hospitals take the same insurances, and I would have to be a part of three or four different hospitals at any time. I can't do that with the practice. So the whole medical system has changed. So now you have doctors, all right, going, look, you know, I gotta limit the HMOs, I gotta limit, you know, certain patient bases. I'm going to see as many as I can. And then you have all the changes in the bureaucracy, et cetera. Now, most doctors should not be saying no Medicare. All right. But you do have a lot of doctors saying no more new patients, no more new patients. And so now needs the rise of the nurse practitioner and the physician assistants, which we have a study coming out talking about how their quality of care seems to be pretty comparable to doctors, especially in a heart care study. We're going to talk about that. So you have a lot of doctors now that are really, really overburdened. On top of that, you start seeing the public criticism of doctors and quote-unquote Medicare fraud. Now you have doctors with very busy offices. You have staff that are coming and going. And we talked about staff issues in all aspects of industry. Calling in, not showing up, etc. All right? You have, like what I had, a biller who billed a pap smear on a man to Medicare. And now you have doctors going, okay, whoa, whoa, whoa. All right, you know, I do not want to get in trouble. I do not want to get audited, because I can't control everything that's going on with my staff. Now we have new ICD-10 codes, and if you're not using the right code, you know, this is starting to be overwhelming. And I told you, I have patients that come up to me and go, Dahlia, I do not want to see that surgeon because it doesn't look like he can run his staff, and it doesn't look like he can run his office. Most doctors, hello? Yeah, most doctors can't run, you know, their own office. So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Tom on the line. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm not doing bad, doctor. I'm doing much better now that I can talk to my Bojana Bo Ideal.
How you feeling?
And you're going to tell me you don't remember me.
I do remember you. How you feeling?
I'm feeling a little bit better. Are you sure you're not just playing? Because I know you're good, like how you covered up your beautiful looks for so long, telling your audience you were hairy and stuff.
I remember, yes. You were the one that told me I wasn't ugly. Of course I remember you.
And what am I suffering from?
If I remember, it was either pancreatitis or there was an issue with your liver. I have to remember, I was so, like, enamored with the fact that you said I wasn't ugly that when you were telling me about your medical issues, I was still in la-la land. Tom! Yes, I think you were a police officer. Tom, can you hold on a sec? We're going on break. I'm going to keep you online, okay?
Okay.
No. All right, hold on one sec. Okay. Speak,
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Thank you, Tom, for waiting, buddy. All right. What's your question? What you got for us?
And Tom, you there? That's a great. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Doctor?
Yep. I can hear you,
can
Tom.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. We're talking about not working, and that's a very interesting subject to me because every time I flip a computer page or look at a billboard or look at a magazine, I see apply for disability. You've got all the players in the law industry that are wanting to sign people up and making it look just so attractive. I'm surprised we don't have more people saying, I don't want to work. It's not really a great deal, though, because if you haven't been in a job for a long period of time where you're drawing and pulling down a decent salary, you're not going to get really that much. It may seem like a lot, but you're not going to really be able to live properly. You'll live like a pauper eventually because they only use the last 3 years of your salary to calculate your pay. Now, if you've been working on a job for 10, 15 years and it's a professional position, it's going to be a decent amount of money. And those are usually the actual disability cases. But, you know, what concerns me more, and this is what I wanted to get your opinion, is what are we giving up when we see so much of our responsibilities to other people? You know, we're all working in this system. Well, I used to work in the system. But like you said, it just is so overwhelming. And it is. When you have a government that encroaches so much into every aspect of your life, you can't even practice what you love and what you studied so long to do, medicine. And I feel your pain. And I'll tell you what concerned me. I thought to myself, you know, back in the 90s, you had the Clinton administration. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about going around the Second Amendment. And a number of us got together at our union hall and said, you know what? We swore an oath, and we can't break that oath. So what do we do?
Right.
And it split about 60-40, 60 saying we're going to uphold the oath, and we'll either have to stay and kind of be double agents and try to help people out, or we'll have to leave because we can't enforce something that we truly don't believe in. But look what that did to almost half of the population there. It took their moral values because they all felt the same, but they said, you know what? I've got to feed my kids. So now they've got not only control of your everyday activities, they've got control over your morals and what you know in your heart. It's not right, but they
Tom, it's a good point. You know, as doctors, how we're trained to do medicine and how we're trained to use our instinct and to make decisions and to do the art, it's taking the art out of a lot of our jobs. And there's so much regulation, there's so much bureaucracy, there's so much liability now that also everybody's second guessing themselves. You know, I talked to ER docs and they're like, I gotta stop for a second and do X, Y, and Z. Don't stop me. What I've been able to do on instinct alone a lot of times is life saving, and now we're being robots. In fact, the government is even making the humans robots, and so we don't even need to be replaced by robots. We'll turn into robots ourselves.
Now, let me leave you with this. What are you going to do if they pass mandatory vaccines and they say you're going to have to go out and vaccinate people, even if they're going to have to be held down by police or other medical staff? Now, you'll have your own moral choice to make, just like we did back in the 90s.
Yeah, because again, I was always concerned, what happens if they force me to perform abortions? They most likely, if doctors feel like, and mind you, I'm pro-vaccine, but I don't give a vaccine to a kid that's kicking me and punching me who doesn't want the vaccine. I won't administer a vaccine that I don't think I could safely administer. So if I have an adult kicking and screaming, I can't do it. I mean, I'm not going to accidentally punch their jugular with it. So luckily, I don't think that scenario would ever happen. But if I was forced to, you know, perform abortions, or if I was forced to perform something that I'm not comfortable doing, I would leave the profession.
Right, because these people might be sedated. That would probably be the more humane way to do it. But you would know my zombie patients who are drooling in the chairs, they're the ones who didn't want the vaccine, so the police bring them in sedated, and all you've got to do is stick it in their arm. Would you do it?
If we're looking at an Ebola outbreak, okay, you know, that's a lot different than a tetanus or a measles outbreak. And by the way, Tom, once I get done with you, I need to talk about a case where apparently there was a vaccine-related death with polio. So, you know, with that, Tom, and I really appreciate your calling, that particular, you know, example, unfortunately, isn't something that I've given thought to. What would happen if I had to vaccinate sedated people against their will? Of course, as a doctor, when you take a hip, you know, you take the oath, you know, to do no harm, you know, and we subconsciously, you know, promise to protect our environment and do what we can. I mean, if there's an outbreak, if there's a world health crisis, you know, we as doctors, we know to come into play. You're driving down the street and there's an accident. I want to jump out of the car and help. Now, I know that the paramedics are like, thank you, doctor, but no, you know, because there's so much liability. How the hell do I know this person's a doctor? So the paramedics, you know, it kind of muddies the water. But I am always, every time an accident happens or something happens on a plane or something happens in a restaurant, I want to jump in. So you do have that innate desire to take over and to be a part of the solution or to help people when there's an outbreak going on. When it comes to you know basic vaccinations like the tetanus and polio, I don't think it'll get that far. I don't know if they would see something like that with Ebola. I could totally see a movie in the works with that. Don't you? You know, so great question, though. I appreciate it. Real quickly here, there's an 8-year-old boy who has died, and they say this happened in Laos, where he received polio from the vaccine. He became paralyzed and died. They say the case is believed to be the first infection in the country since 1993 and is part of an alarming reemergence of polio around the world. Now, I'm not sure which vaccine he got. We used to give the oral polio vaccine here in America, where it was a weakened form of the virus. And then we heard of cases of polio because the child would poop and an unvaccinated grandpa would change the diaper and then unfortunately be exposed to the polio virus. But in America, we've really already changed the polio vaccine to the killed inactivated type. So they believe that what happened here was this was the oral vaccine where it was a weakened virus. When the patient was given the vaccine, the virus was still weak enough to unfortunately infect the child. So, you know, with this, I don't think it was a side effect of the vaccine. This was, well, he possibly received a strain that, unfortunately caused, you know, him to come down with it. They say, a child in Guinea, 19-month-old, became paralyzed. The World Health Organization has emphasized that the risk of vaccine-derived polio infection pales in significance to the health benefits associated with the oral polio virus. It says that every year hundreds of thousands of wild polio cases can be prevented with vaccines. And it's true. You know, at one point, you know, we thought that we, you know, had polio was a very, very scary, very, very scary occurrence that would happen very commonly in families. And so we forget how grateful we are to have that vaccine. All right. But remember, you know, no parent wants to lose a child. And so, you know, this vaccine controversy is not going to go away. And it's going to be very, very interesting to see how that plays out. And does the ACLU protect individual rights or do they protect the community rights? You know, who's helping who with their fight? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound, dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we'd never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm sure many of you guys have already heard the story. We have an aunt who lives in the Upper East Side, who is suing her 12-year-old nephew for six figures, about $127,000. Why? Because when she came to his birthday party and he leaped up to give her a hug, he broke her wrist. He was 8 years old at the time, and she is suing her nephew. Jennifer Conrell, 54 years old, believes that the boy is now 12 years old, Sean Tarala, should have known better than to jump into her arms as a means of welcoming her to his birthday party back in 2011. Connell lives in the Upper East Side and is seeking $127,000 in damages for suffering a broken wrist when the two fell to the ground at the reception. The aunt has no children of her own and has said her life has not been the same since the boy, who was 50 pounds at the time, bounced into her arms. She says, I live in Manhattan in a third floor walk-up, so it has been very difficult. And we all know how crowded it is in Manhattan. And in addition to that, she says, okay, her activities of daily living have been disrupted. She was at a party, and quote, I was at a party recently, and it was difficult to hold my hors d'oeuvre plate. This is a true, this has been reported by the New York Daily News. The child, not the parents, are the only defendant in the case. So she arrived at the Connecticut home for a birthday party March 18, 2011. He was outside playing with a brand new bike. He was so excited. He dropped the bike when he saw Auntie. Auntie Jen! Auntie Jen! All of a sudden he was in the air. She said, I tried to catch him and tumbled to the ground. I remember him shouting, Auntie Jen, I love you. I want to cry with this. The boy loves his aunt. Not anymore. And Connell says she didn't tell the nephew the extent of her injuries. It was his birthday party. I didn't want to upset him. The boy's mother died, I guess, last year. Wait a second. Sean, is that the boy? I apologize. They say here, Sean's mother died last year, and he appeared confused as he sat with his father. A family member at the boy's home declined to comment on the lawsuit. This is crazy. The lawsuit claims the injuries, losses, and harms to the plaintiff were caused by the negligence and carelessness of a minor defendant, and that a reasonable 8-year-old under those circumstances would know or should have known that a forceful greeting such as the one delivered by the defendant to the plaintiff could cause the harms and losses suffered by the plaintiff. Are you kidding me? Okay, this woman is, mind you, I feel bad she broke her arm. Okay, a bunch of us as adults get hurt by our kids. Okay, that's what happens. Right? I mean, you know how many times I stepped on a Lego piece? Have any of you guys stepped on a Lego piece barefoot? First, you feel like it cut into your foot. Second, you start to fall because it hurts so bad. Then you hit your head against the wall. Then you land on the cat. All because the kid left the Lego piece. Is that negligence? So I'm very frustrated. This is just a very, very frustrating story for me, and I really hope it gets thrown out of court. All right. Very, very interesting. They say religion is a way of satisfying 16 basic human desires. All right. And psychologists are trying to explain, I guess, in this particular theory, all right, that I guess people are seeking religion because of these desires that they have. Curiosity, family, power, status. But they say atheists tend to be people seeking to fulfill a desire for independence. Professor Stephen Rice, a psychologist at Ohio State University, claims that this new theory of why people believe in God and that religion is, quote, simply an attempt to satisfy 16 basic human desires may explain why many of the world's major religions are so, according to the site, saying racked with contraindications. Or contradictions. He insists it's impossible to boil religion down to a single motivation, and that to be successful, a religion needs to appeal to the various of human nature. Okay, I don't know if I agree with this. All right? So while people may be humble, may find the idea of an all-powerful God appealing, those who are status-thinking will find the idea that God made humans in his own image attractive. So they say the 16 desires that make religion appeal to man is curiosity, acceptance, family, honor, idealism, independence, order, physical activity, power, romance, saving, social contact, status, tranquility, eating, and vengeance. Apparently, he surveyed 100,000 people on about how they embrace different goals. And he says, we've looked at 270 different religious beliefs and practices and how they connect to basic human desires. I think just about everything in religion is an expression of one of these 16 basic desires. Okay, excuse me. All right. Why are some of us religious? Okay, because we want to have a belief system. And we feel something. We feel something that we cannot explain by science. Okay? I have no idea why my heart beats. I understand the scientific motivation, but why does, you know, when does it decide to stop? I have no idea why, you know, my brain thinks the way it does. Why I think farts are funny. Why is that funny? I don't know. Okay? I mean, there's certain aspects to my personality that I can't explain by science. And I also feel that we are here for a purpose. And that doesn't have anything to do with romance. It doesn't have anything to do with physical activity. You know, maybe it has to do something with curiosity, I guess. But, you know, I feel like I am here for a purpose, that I have been given a gift, my life. And with my life, I better do some good. I know some of you guys are like, well, it'd be nice for you to do a good show once in a while. Not that kind of good. I mean, good with patience. Okay? Good with my kids. Good with society. All right? And yes, maybe I do feel better about myself. I think being religious is a definite ego booster. I feel so much better. I feel guilty when I don't do anything, you know, for my fellow community. And maybe that's not a part of the religion. That maybe that's just a part of a societal goal, you know, to do community service work or charity work. But, you know, for those of us that are, I don't want to say certain personality types are going to fall under certain religions. You're born to a religion. You can either accept it or you can not. You could observe it a certain way or not. And I think a lot of people individually look at their religion. You can't have two people sitting in the same pew, you know, and then on the same bench at church or temple saying they worship the exact same way. Some people may daydream during temple. Some people may pray more at night at home. Some people may sing because they like to sing. Some people may sing because they're singing to the Lord. Everybody does it differently. All right? But I got to tell you something. As a doctor, you know, my patients that have religion, it sure seems to help them cope when things get rough. And I love the fact that they have religion to go to. And if that's calming and it's working for them, all right, why should we have somebody here knock it? So I guess, you know, and again, atheists have their own peace. All right. I'm not going to knock that either. I mean, let them, you know, however everybody understands, because, you know, it's very confusing. Okay. I mean, I am very, very confused about why, you know, a television works or a computer works. I don't know why things work. I don't know why things happen. Okay. I don't. And some of us find that unsettling. Okay, and we don't know why we dream. We don't know why we feel our loved ones in the afterlife. We don't know why we get weird signs. All right? For example, my husband's mother died a while back, and we were just at her unveiling of her stone. And he was in a store buying something before the flight back after the funeral, and I guess he had to buy a razor. And in the bag in the razor was a greeting card, a Hallmark card, of a mother loving his boy. It was weird. He wasn't even near the cards. He ran in to get a razor, got a bag, opens up the bag. Now, I don't know if religion has anything to do with that, but I got to tell you something, so I don't get freaked out. Let me just chalk it up to religion. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.